bitterly that Jacobs had an agreement with other editors and founders of the magazine that he would have a free-floating role there in order to continue his traveling and reporting. But they said once his contacts had been used to raise money and launch the magazine, he was fired. Typical of the mischief that even goes on in the left. Mother Jones is supposed to be the most left-wing of magazines in USA Today. This is the socialism you can trust. The principle of socialism that your father has never failed to practice before your eyes for all these years, giving himself to the people as a sap or an example, putting his life on the line, willing to be tortured, certainly easily willing to die for any one of you. The protections of socialism are so vast you can't enumerate them. Too vast and not greatly appreciated by too many. This gives you the ending of the news. Bert Lance, in spite of his power with President Carter, has been indicted again on new SEC charges, new banking charges. There is no protection in capitalism, as I said. You do go down. A strike against death. Father Paul Cabot, a Roman Catholic priest who is in jail for pouring his own blood on the steps of the Pentagon, is continuing a 30-day hunger strike, which he began the 10th of last month. Father Cabot was sentenced 9 and 10th to 2 6-month sentences, which will run consecutively for an action on December 29, 1977, in which he and other members of the Atlantic Life community, a pacifist organization, there's some 22 people protesting the building of the neutron bomb, that's how small the protest is, and the use of chemical warfare in Africa. By the way, Union of South Africa Today reported that it was USA that funded them with napalm and equipped them with napalm in the war against Angola, because they're getting tired of USA not giving them any backing now, so they're telling all the stories and giving documents proving that the USA funded the operation to cause South Africa to try to defeat the People's Revolution in Angola. So that USA was totally hypocritical in asking Cuba to get out of Angola and the Soviet Union, because she had troops and airborne supplies were dropped by USA Air Force to the Union of South Africa, the dreaded fascist apartheid regime that invaded Angola and almost successfully overthrew the socialist government, but finally were driven out by the victorious communist liberators of Angola and the communist liberators of Cuba and Soviet Union in a great alliance. Anyway, this father who's left the church, the church is coming more embarrassed by him. A good man, and very good men, very few good men are found in the church, is going on a hunger strike, if necessary, until death, because he cannot stand what the United States is doing in build-up of chemical warfare, policy of death, in new destructive weapons. The sentences given Cabot were considered extremely harsh. The sentence for this type of action of just pouring his blood on the steps is usually about a month, but he got 1 year, 2 6-month sentences to run consecutively. Esther Cassidy of the Atlantic Life community said, and when there are two sentences, they usually run concurrently, but not these. These will run consecutively. Cabot is striking to protest the stiff sentences and to protest the death policy of his government, which he said has become more barbaric than Attila the Hun. And indeed it's true. Nonetheless, this is the comments of the news for the day. Keep in tune with the news. Keep aware of the news. And be mindful that we must step up production and curb all waste. Follow every instruction I've given closely while we're in this austerity period to get our people to freedom before nuclear hell breaks out in the United States and racism explodes on our people directly. Because 81 cities, as you heard from the morning news that I gave, have had race riots in recent days. 81 cities in USA. Thank you, and I love you very much. Attention.
for the defense of that country.
Attention. Just hearing Radio Free Cuba. The only free territory. The only free socialist communist territory in South America, Caribbean. As this is the country second to Cuba in its quest for freedom, Radio Free Cuba has just announced that Prime Minister Burnham has met with the chief of the Communist Party and the President and the Prime Minister of the Soviet Union, Leonid Brezhnev. And the Prime Minister Burnham said before departing for Tashkent, the great western city, the great eastern city, rather, of the Soviet Union, that he was in complete solidarity with the Soviet Union's policies. Some very interesting accords have been worked out between the two great socialist countries. Radio Free Cuba was high in its praises of Prime Minister Burnham, and it gave direct quotes of Prime Minister Burnham of our own Guyana, praising the Soviet Union's position on world liberation and its efforts to bring peace and justice. Let us be hopeful that this represents a close alliance between the Soviet Union and our own Republic of Guyana under the Prime Ministry of Dr. Burnham of the People's National Congress. People's National Congress is a Marxist-Leninist party in power. The People's Progressive Party, as you know, is the opposition party. Dr. Chetty Jagan, also a Marxist-leaning party. So there is no fascist party represented in the entire bulwark of Guyana. Dr. Chetty Jagan, the opposition leader, recently received the highest award of the Supreme Soviet Presidium for his efforts in peace. Let us hope that behind the scenes, these accords are indeed deep and abiding. At least Radio Cuba has been very praiseworthy in the broadcast that is now coming across about Dr. Burnham's visit to the Soviet Union and his all-afternoon meeting with the Prime Minister, the top leader of the Soviet Union, Leonid Brezhnev. Stand by. All people are required, not only high schoolers, but all people are to turn in a written report of the news on Friday in socialist classes. Socialist classes will be now 1 hour and 15 minutes minimum, in order to be sure that we're getting the thorough kind of teaching and up-to-date of current events. Tonight is steering committee. Remember the points that I have brought up. We must discuss safety, close community accountability in view of mercenary threats from abroad. Today is the anniversary of the successful resistance of the Cuban people, of the mercenaries from the United States who attempted to attack at the Bay of Pigs. All nations in the United States, in the United Nations, gave honor to the bravery of the Cuban people, except the USA and Chile. This was the day, many years ago, this is the anniversary of the great victory of the Cuban people against mercenaries, the murderers that were sent from Florida to invade Cuba. So thus, that gives us encouragement that we certainly also will resist any intruders or mercenaries. Guyana Defense Forces have picked up on this matter and have alerted all the border. For anyone coming in, anyone going out of this community that might be a plant or infiltrator. So we are well safe and secure. But we shall be eternally vigilant, because eternal vigilance is the price of liberty. Tonight, movies at 7:30. First will be a Soviet film, all responsible to give a test, written report of one page unless you're high schoolers, and you must give 2 pages of written report on the new Soviet films and what has been covered of current socialist thinking by myself over the reporting of the news this week. If you do not pass this, you will be held greatly responsible to the town forum for our special discipline. We have no one on learning. Let's try to keep it that way. Remember, all high schoolers must pass 2 pages written report on what has happened in the news this week. There must not be top-heavy. It must represent a little bit of all the news that I have given all week long. And I give hours of it. I'm up all night, all day. I think that we could at least give accountability of the news and the currents of news and socialist trends in the world. Some interesting highlights have been given 3 or 4 times today. I want to make them of that news development, that special news development from Radio Free Cuba, Free Territory of the Caribbean. A communist radio from Havana reports that Dr. Burnham has had a successful meeting, which calls have been worked out between himself, the Guyana Socialist Government, and the USSR, United Soviet Socialist Republic, or Russia, the great communist nation that is the spiritual motherland of all people who believe in Marxist-Leninism, and indeed, in our minds, the avant-garde of liberation throughout the world. It said that Dr. Burnham praised the Soviet Union. It stands on liberation and justice in the world and its efforts towards world peace. As he left an all-day meeting, an all-afternoon meeting, with the Prime Minister, the President, and head of the Communist Party of the Soviet Union. The senior delegation left for Tashkent, to which point they will tour the great industrial center of the Soviet Union, and then will go on to North Korea, the truly democratic People's Republic, the Communist Republic of Korea. The Communist government of Korea invited our people to a special party tonight in the city of Georgetown. Also, Prime Minister Chief Liaison, Deputy Prime Minister Dr. Reeves, Chief Liaison to us, keep accords with us and Guyana. Dr. Mingo, Minister of Home Affairs and Minister of Immigration in the Cabinet, is coming to our house headquarters for dinner. The educational meeting went very well. It looks like we're well on the way to becoming our own independent educational school. The first time in the history that a commune has been allowed its own school. This is a breakthrough. If that goes through, as has been charted. Negotiations are still on about customs and our doctor. We will keep you posted of all good news and all adverse news. Remember the reading of the news tonight at 7:30, the movie after the Soviet films, one Soviet film each time, and then following that will be Spencer Tracy in the role of having to defend someone who can't afford an attorney. Some of those old-time movies have very good themes, and that's the first film, followed by Sidney Poitier in Blackboard Jungle. All my love, now listen to the reading of the news and commentary.
And the high school students must pass a 2-page test, not just on one phase, but all the news that I've covered from the first of the week, Sunday, on. That includes a lot of important events. You heard me mention the socialist ideal was even admitted by Time magazine to be the most effective ideal in meeting social and human need, particularly in education, housing, and medical care. Having reduced illiteracy in Cuba from half the population to slightly under 2%. Soviet Union is that the Soviet Union is made up of 16 major republics. All of them preferably stay separate. They're united Soviet Socialist Republics. But as you'll note amongst families of whatever background, be it black, white, Italian, Greek, it takes a while for mixing of the races. It takes a while for that natural assimilation of the races to take place. However, to show the superiority of the Soviet system and its brotherhood and sisterhood, the fact that the People's Republic of Mongolia, look at the People's Republic of Mongolia between China and the Soviet Union, the People's Republic of Mongolia chooses to stay with the Soviet Union It's all Asian, all Chinese, Mongolians. They choose rather to stay with China, with the Soviet Union rather, as their natural ally, rather than China, who they look like. The People's Republic of Mongolia are Asiatic people, but they're all members of the Soviet alliance by choice. They made that choice, even though they're right on the border of the People's Republic of China. So racism is not practiced in the Soviet Union, but there are no blacks to assimilate. And they talk very favorably. When we talked to the one Soviet ambassador, he talked very favorably that in case of emergency, there'd be no question that we could be taken in. Race would be no consideration. Thank you. Now more news. Maneuvers, right. Naval maneuvers of the USA. Puerto Rico is resisting firmly any efforts of the United States to annex them, and they will resist totally all efforts. They have to speak English. Panamanian people, as you know, won a great point of their own liberation and self-pride today. As the Senate ratified the two parts of the Panamanian Treaty, giving by the year 2000 control of the Panama Canal to the Panamanian people, only after President Torrijos threatened absolutely to invade the Panama Canal, even if it meant death to the Panamanian army and people. He said, we have to live with our national pride. We have to have our national pride if we are to exist. Anyway, President Carter admitted on Voice of America that these threats helped him get the bill passed by the Senate. As the Senate, several moved over. Hatfield of Montana moved over to passage when they heard of the threat of the Panamanian people. A small little part. Look at Panama, how small it is. There ought to be more people up there looking at that map. I want to see you up there looking. See how small Panama is in Central America? There's hardly a dot on the U.S. map. But they realized they're niggers. Niggers means being cheated. They took a crazy nigger stance and said, we'd rather die. We'll have a white knight. In other words, we'll go in and invade the Panama Canal. And if it means the death of the entire Panamanian armed forces and people, we'd rather live with our national pride of liberation than allow U.S. domination any longer. Well, it worked. Panama got its treaty signed. They will have their territory, even though it's a long wait. They got what they asked for. Important news of the day is that Prime Minister Moro, as you know, 5 times elected Prime Minister of Italy, chief architect of capitalism and neo-fascism in Europe, was executed by a People's Revolutionary Squad of the Red Brigade. The Red Brigade, in a fascinating and intriguing abduction, got through 5 of the super cop, best patrolled bodyguards, best trained bodyguards in the world of the People's National, the Italian National Police. Anyway, they killed 5 of his bodyguards, kidnapped him, held him in ransom for release of political hostages. A simple request. They said they would free him if the capitalists would release socialists in jail. And socialists being tried in Turin, Italy. Look at your map. Italy looks like a boot down in the Mediterranean. But the capitalists, though they had been served well by Prime Minister Aldo Moro, refused to lift a finger. Even the Red Brigade, active guerrillas of communism, said that they would free him if they would free one political prisoner, but not even one political prisoner was worth the life to the capitalist of Prime Minister Moro. It doesn't pay to work for capitalists. They always let you down that way. He'd worked 24 years, five terms, and it still did not work. All he'd given, all he had done to support capitalist interests, he was allowed to die at 1202 in an execution by the people. Communist terrorism becomes the order of the day in Europe. At the same time he was executed, seven more leaders, military officials of NATO alliance countries such as France, Belgium, Germany, the fascist, neo-fascist regime of West Germany, the puppet regime. Look at your map and see how Germany is divided into the communist East Germany, a modern free state where there's no prejudice, and people have all socialist benefits, and the Western German Republic, which is a terrible fascist state that now openly glorifies the Third Reich and say they're the true inheritors of the Third Reich, Adolf Hitler's concept that Germany was to rule the world. Grave unemployment in the Third Reich, grave unemployment in Hitler's inheritors, the West German capitalist government, inflation like USA, the 17% increase last month. There was a 25% increase in inflation in West Germany last month. Cost of living, that is. And, you know, West Germany's calling for the removal of all of its immigrants. Jews have all fled West Germany as there's a wide wave of new neo-Nazi terror. Look at your map and find these places so that you can know all the places in the world well. All will be tested, one and all. Everyone in socialist classes on Friday must give a one-page written test of all, a write-up of all the news, not just part, but all the news of the week. All high schoolers must give a fully two-page, well-written document on the news, well-written thesis, a well-written theme on the news, in lieu of the fact that you're to be out in the fields producing, helping us to get ready to bring our people here. It's very important now that you note these places in world events. The most striking news is that the Red Brigade has been supported by the Soviet Union. The Soviet Union is giving funds to help them in their guerrilla activities. The Republic of Yemen, look in the Near East and find it, has offered to give sanctuary to any of them that are captured and let them use Yemen as a base of their operations. The East German Democratic Republic, the communist free part of Germany, where the Jews, instead of being discriminated against as they are in the Third Reich capitalist West Germany, are receiving $600 each a month indemnification, repayment for the terrible tortures they went through under Adolf Hitler in World War II. The German Democratic Republic, communist East Germany, has offered sanctuary to the Red Brigade, as well as has Yemen, down near the Horn of Africa in the Near East. Look on your map and find Y-E-M-E-N. You must know all these things because there will be a very close scrutinizing and testing. Other important news is that France was used as a decoy. Look at France. One of its colonels, one of its secret police colonels who've been involved in many torture campaigns against working class socialist and communist, has been arrested by the Red Brigade and being held in ransom, just as Prime Minister Moro was. And no more will be done for those seven that have been arrested than was done for Prime Minister Moro. Capitalists used capitalists, and then they dropped them. Even though he was in his middle 50s, they let him die without raising a finger to save him. The only reason the FBI violated U.S. law and came over and tried to recapture him, was because USA feels that a wave of kidnappings is going to begin in the United States because there have been several bank robberies that they feel has been done by members of the Weatherman, an underground group committed to the same kind of guerrilla activities as the Red Brigade in Europe, primarily located in Italy, and the Red Army in Japan. The Red Army in Japan today helped bring about a one-day railway strike that paralyzed all railway traffic, the most important means of travel in Japan. The Cuban representatives of the Communist Party were well received by the Japanese Socialist and Communist Coalition today as a Cuban trade delegation is touring Japan. Even though Japan is the most successful of the capitalist nations at these times, there is still a vast unemployment, bordering on 16% in real terms. In the United States, it's actually 21% of the workforce in real terms that are unemployed. But Japan is still moving to the left. You know that Vietnam, the great valiant people of Vietnam, pushed back a tank invasion of China into their northern borders. Look at Vietnam and Indochina and find out where it is. Look at your map closely. And as a result, it so embarrassed China, the Vietnam man demanded that China get her hands out of Kampuchea that's been invading her border. Kampuchea is formerly known as Cambodia. And China has said that she will withdraw her aid from Kampuchea and her interference in Indochina and Vietnam if the USA and USSR will also withdraw their military presence and economic presence in Indochina or Southeast Asia. Note all these places on your map. USA tricked the USSR after promising not to employ a neutron bomb, or to test it. They utilized the nation of France. Look in Europe, you'll see it just under England, Great Britain, or the United Kingdom. France tested a neutron bomb, that dangerous bomb of capitalists that destroys people but not property, all living things but no property. USSR warned that this is a trick of Carter, that U.S. funding made it possible for France to do so. So they will go ahead with their development of other types of advanced technological warfare. As you know, by the statement of Secretary of State Vance, Soviet Union has capabilities, laser capabilities, or at least what they call killer satellite capabilities. USSR have advanced means of defending the peoples of the revolution by being able to knock out of space any incoming missile, satellite, or state space platform. In spite of this Soviet military advantage, on visiting USSR just before leaving Finland to go into the Soviet Union for talks about SALT, Strategic Alliance Treaty Organizations, trying to control disarmament and the spread of nuclear weapons, Secretary of State Vance made a very aggressive statement about the Soviet Union, demanding that they leave, that their forces be withdrawn and Cuban forces withdrawn from Africa. Well, naturally, the Soviet Union ignored this request and said if it hadn't been for their presence and Cuban presence in Ethiopia, it would have been overtaken by Somalia, the aggressive right-wing regime